Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Kama Daf Test, Baba Kama 9a, pagination is 17. Last lines of the page, Omarav Zera, Omarav Huna, B'mitzvah Ad Shalish. The statement here is that when you're dealing with a mitzvah, until a third of the mitzvah, what are we talking about? So we have a concept called Ze Keli Ve'anveyu, this is my God and I will glorify him. It is a statement made in Oz Yashir, the song that Moshe and the Jewish people sang after the splitting of the sea and that final step of redemption from Mitzrayim, found in Siddur Psukei Dezimra every day, taken from the Chumash Parshas Bishalach, Shemos Tesvov, Exodus 15. And we learn from that pasuk, this is my God, and I will glorify him, Hisno'el lefonov b'mitzvahs, that we should do mitzvahs beautifully. The Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Chaf Gimel 123b gives examples. But the idea is that when you're doing a mitzvah, don't just fulfill the mitzvah bare bones, but do the mitzvah beautifully. And so the statement over here, in the name of Rav Huna, is that this upgrade of Hiddur Mitzvah is until a third of the mitzvah. We'll explain this in a moment, but the idea is that if the mitzvah can be done for a certain price, let's say for $60, you could do this mitzvah, then up till a third of the mitzvah, we upgrade for the sake of Hiddur Mitzvah. It's like a fraction, a percentage of the existing mitzvah. Now, there are two different ways to understand how far higher we're supposed to go. One approach is an intrinsic third. That means you divide 60 by 3, and you now know that up to $20 more than the 60 is the amount you should be willing to do for Hiddur Mitzvah. And this is obligatory only once. You don't keep looking Hiddur Mitzvah and then you do Hiddur Mitzvah on that, etc., because then there's no end. But you find what you would consider reasonable fulfillment of the mitzvah, and then you're open to upgrading up till a third. One method of a third, as we said, is intrinsic. So that would be on a $60 item, $20. And the other definition of a third is an external third. That means you divide the item in half, and you add a third so that in the final mitzvah, a third of it is Hiddur Mitzvah, and two-thirds was the basic mitzvah. In the case of a $60 item, that would mean you're going up by $30, such that the final item is 90, and 30 of it is Hiddur Mitzvah. The numbers I'm giving in a $60 item might perhaps be relevant to something like Arba Minim, the four species on Sukkis that are in somewhat that price range. In Hilchas Lulav, indeed, Siman Tafresh Nun Vav is where the Mechaber brings these halachas about Hiddur Mitzvah. So back to the Gemara, my shlish. What does it mean, a third? We did some foreshadowing. Let the Gemara develop it here. Ile mashlish beso, if it means a third of his assets. So let's follow the Gemara and then we'll realize. Elemeyata yisramila tlasa mitzvasa leisev lekule beisei. If a person has three mitzvahs that present themselves, he's going to do the mitzvah plus the hiddur mitzvah up till a third of his assets. So then he's going to be wiped out by three mitzvahs, because he's going to give a third to this mitzvah, a third to that mitzvah, and a third to the third mitzvah. He's going to be gone. Now, Tosfos observes that when we say a third, even in this Hava Amina, even if in this contemplation, that it means a third of his total assets, it doesn't really wipe him out literally to the last penny, because it could be a Suryasa de Rebbe, a certain type of calculation of percentages in which you take into account that the second time you take the percentage is less than the first. For example, over here with a third, you take a third and you use it for the first mitzvah, Hiddur mitzvah. When you come to the second mitzvah, you're only taking a third of what's left. And by the third mitzvah, you're going to take a third of what's left. He's not literally going to be wiped out. He's going to have two-thirds left of what was left when he was looking at the third mitzvah. Nevertheless, Tosfos says, Mikol makom yadua, the Gemara's point is well taken. Shelo haya chayv levazves kol kach. It's clear to us that you don't have to spend all your assets, or almost all your assets, on a positive commandment in order to do it bihidura in its most beautiful way. On a practical level, there are limits to a mitzvah's assay generally, how much of his total assets he has to spend. When it comes to a mitzvah's los assay, a person has to spend totally to make sure that he's not in violation. But in a positive command, there are limits. Certainly on Hiddur mitzvah, to enhance the mitzvah, there are going to be limits. Elam Rav Zeira, and so Rav Zeira explained, Behidur mitzvah ad shlish b'mitzvah. As we did in our introduction, it means when it comes to Hiddur mitzvah, it's up to a third of the mitzvah. Boi Ravashi, and on that Ravashi asked, Shalish milegav, o shalish milevar. Is it an inner third, or is it an outer third? Do you do the calculation by dividing it in third and adding that as a fourth third of its original total? Or do you divide it in half and add that to the total so that everything is indeed in thirds? The Mishneh Berurah, Tafresh Nun Vav, Sifkaton Gimel, writes, Pirush, Im HaKotan Nimkar B'Sheish, Yosef Shnei Dinarim. One approach is that if the item was being sold for six, then you would add two, Dainu Shlish Toch HaDamim. That's considered an inner third, Ushlish milevar, and the other approach, that it's a third external, is that you divide the item into two, umosif chelek shlishi, and you'd add a third portion. Dahainu shemosif shlosha dinarim, in that case, you would be adding three coins. The Gemara concludes, b'ma'arava amri, in the west, they say, that means in Eretz Yisrael, as opposed to Talmud Bavli in Babylonia. So in the West, our colleagues to the West say, Mishmei de Rav Zeira, at shlish mishalo, until third is what you're obligated on Hiddur mitzvah to be generous within the mitzvah's parameters. Mikan v'eloch. But if you want to do even more than that, because you're a motivated person in your relationship with Hashem, then Mishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a special blessing from Hashem if a person is truly so devoted. In general, these halachas are perfect as starting points, as guidelines, but in general, there are other mitigating factors. A person to just say that he wants to spend an untold sum on an esrig, so they're going to be limiting factors. How will this allocation impact your other finances? How will it impact tuition? How will it impact your ability to provide for your family. So there are guidelines, but other factors definitely have to be taken into consideration, and that is done often through the counsel of a Torah mentor. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.